You're listening to Three Kitchens Podcast, hosted by home cooks Erin Walker and Heather Dyer.
Join us as we walk you through our experience with a new recipe, successes and fails. Let's all get inspired, cook better, and eat great food. Welcome, everyone, to Three Kitchens Podcast. We are Heather and Erin. Hi, Erin.
Hello, hello.
And this is one of those times where we just had to jump on and record this beginning piece because I had this idea, this thought, and then we discussed it. And then you found
I was this the enabler
thing at the grocery store. Next thing I know, it's at my house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I guess I'm doing it.
Here we go.
Yeah. So then I did some quick research and as I'm researching, I find it says, try to use them and with it, you know, quickly after you buy them. So I'm like, Erin, we have to record.
Get on it now.
All right. This thing that we are talking about is the artichoke.
Yeah. We started talking about this yesterday and both realized we're slightly terrified of them.
A little intimidated.
A little intimidated. Don't really know what's going on with them.
It's an unknown because I think what we determined is that neither of us have eaten a fresh artichoke.
Nope.
We've only ever had the small hearts that are in a jar or a can.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy them on salad. Or something like that. Yeah.
You made that really good salad that had them in it with the meat.
And the farro.
It was a grainy salad. Oh.
Yeah, that did have artichokes. It's kind of common in Mediterranean cooking, probably because they are grown in France, Spain, Italy, and they were brought over to California by French and Spanish settlers in the 19th century.
Ah.
But they're recorded in history as far back as the Romans. A Roman naturalist in 77 AD called them Earth's monstrosities.
And I'm now we're eating them.
Because he had to cook them. Maybe he had to cook them and he's like, this is a monstrosity. Because they take some prep.
Okay, so this is what you've signed yourself up for, Heather.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just, what is an artichoke? I had thought it was from a cactus. It's not. It's a thistle.
Oh.
Got some similarities there. It's a thistle plant's immature flower bud.
That is one hell of a thistle.
That's massive. That's a big flower.
Like when that thing blooms, it would be bigger than your head. All right.
So have you seen a globe thistle?
You bet I have.
They grow here.
They're gorgeous.
I know. They have those beautiful purple, when they open up, they look like a kind of, I don't know, it's circular.
Yeah.
So not, it's not, is it prickly? I guess it must be.
It's like a COVID ball. It's like, too soon for that reference?
Nope. Like, what's COVID? I don't remember that.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're gorgeous. I have considered stealing some of them off of neighboring plants so that they can be in my garden because I really love the way a globe thistle looks.
I know. They're really pretty. I should put one in my garden.
Yeah, they're great.
An artichoke is from a type of globe thistle. I know you're going to ask. So the botanical name.
Is it Circium? Something or other?
I'll probably say it wrong. Cynara carduncillus.
Ooh, okay.
Well, these, if you, as I was, were curious about whether you could grow artichokes in your garden, probably not.
I'm thinking it's a no.
If you hit a super, super hot year, maybe, because they grow in zones 5 through 11. And we are, on a good day, a 4, maybe. Right.
They are kind of modifying that, though. I heard a recent news report because they base your growing zone on like a 30-year moving average, and it hasn't been updated for 10 years.
I thought it was because didn't we used to be a 3 and now we're a 4? Like in the past couple of years?
Oh, yeah. They're noticing changes because of climate change, for sure. They haven't done a good update on it, though, in 10 years. Okay. For Canada, I believe, because We use a different system than the United States does for determining our growing zones.
Okay.
I was listening to something on the news about that. So who knows? Maybe artichokes are in our future.
So maybe we could grow it as an annual. It probably would not live perennially through the winter, but
Totally.
who knows?
I just want to grow one to bloom one, to be
I know,
honest with
just to
you.
see.
I don't even care what it tastes like right now. I want to see this giant ass thistle.
I think when it opens up and blooms, it would be purple like that globe thistle that we're thinking of, the little one, but this would be much bigger.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I know, it
Although,
sounds so cool.
if I had to walk through a field of those, I probably wouldn't have nice things to say about them. So maybe they are a bit of a monstrosity.
Yeah, I think they're probably a big plant. And if you were the person who had to harvest them,
Bet they have prickly leaves, just
yeah.
like the thistles do here.
Yeah, I think it would not be a fun job. Okay, so as you can guess, since we're talking about a thorny thistle plant, there's some things you got to do before you can eat such things, which makes you wonder who in the world thought originally, let's try to eat that. Someone's starving, maybe.
I was going to say, this sounds like desperation that drove someone to eat this giant thistle.
That flower, that thistle plant looks good.
I
Let's try
wonder
to
if
eat
we
it.
ate it before it bloomed.
Okay, so it has outer leaves that are called bracts, and they have
Oh.
thorns on the tips, which you can feel.
Okay.
Probably felt it when you picked it up in the grocery store. They have little thorny tips on the outer leaves,
Okay.
which you have to snip off. The base of those leaves are edible, and as are the inner leaves. So once you get into the thing, those are also
Okay.
edible. Underneath the leaves, there's this hairy-looking sort of center bit. It looks fibrous.
Have you opened it up yet?
No. I don't want to do
Oh.
that before I'm ready to cook it, but I've
I
watched
really want to know
videos.
what this thing looks like because I actually didn't realize it was there until you told me. So now I feel
Oh.
like it's this prize in the cereal for me. I
Oh,
want to
well,
see this thing.
the hairy-looking bit is the choke, so you have to take that out because it is not edible.
Okay.
And then below that is the heart, which is considered the best part. And that's usually the little part that is in the cans that we like to eat.
Yeah.
And the inside of the stem is also edible. You cut off the thorns on the tips of those outer leaves. You cut off the top. I think it depends on how you're cooking it.
Okay.
You have to dig out that choke, that hairy choke bit that I was talking about.
The prize in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope that explains kind of the prep. You can steam the thing whole, or you can bake, boil, braise, grill, or roast artichokes. I have some
Okay,
options.
you got lots to work with.
Here are a few tips for shopping for them. Of course, you didn't have the benefit of this knowledge when you came across
Yeah.
them at the store, but for someone listening, here's what I've heard. You want deep green, tight leaves. You can tell that it's nice and firm and tight together.
Okay.
You want it to feel kind of heavy for its size, so it looks small, but you pick it up and you're like, oh, that's got some weight to it.
Okay.
And here's one of these descriptions that makes me go,
Oh, yes.
I don't know. It says, if you kind of press on the leaves, so like squeeze it a little bit, it should sound squeaky, not spongy. I don't
And a hush falls over the
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is one of those things where it's like,
I'm really disappointed you didn't send me these tips while I was at the store so I could stand there. Which one of these is squeaky?
No, this is spongy. And to be honest, I read that I haven't yet gone. I popped them in the fridge. I did read this tip. Just slice off the very tip of that stem, sprinkle it with water, put them
Okay.
in a plastic bag, kind of wrap them in a plastic bag and put it in the fridge. So I did that already so that they're in there, and I didn't think to squeeze and check the squeaky and or spongy. So I feel like I may roast them because to me, just steaming seems a little blah. I think you could put more flavor with it.
We love a good roasted veggie.
Exactly.
That's kind of up our alley too.
Yeah, I think you'll get a bit more flavor
Yeah, exactly.
because it's Mediterranean, maybe garlic, lemon, salted lemon,
Ooh,
maybe. I
salted
don't
lemon
know.
maybe in there?
I don't know
Oh,
what
this is
they.
interesting.
I mean, obviously, I've eaten the ones in the can or the jar, but it's not going to taste like a fresh one. So I don't really know what it should taste like.
No, eating them.
Eating them is.
I've got thoughts about that one. I'm not sure how it's gonna work. Like, if you're cutting them in half and then roasting them, like, are you still pulling them apart and scraping them?
Apparently.
Okay.
I asked that question because I remember, I have this memory of being like a teenager and being at a friend's house, and her parents had like some friends over. It was like an adult dinner party happening. And I saw them eating artichokes they had made. And you take the leaf and you dip it in butter, and then you just slide it through your teeth and you eat just the fleshy part of the leaf, but you don't eat the whole thing. And I remember thinking, like, what a waste, because then they just toss that bit aside. And I was like, I don't get it. What a weird food. And so when I saw on Instagram this person roasting them and lots of people commenting saying, oh, I'm going to try that. That's such a great way to eat them, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, okay, everybody seems to think this is a good idea. And so I asked a question in the comments. I said, do you eat the whole leaves when you roast them? Or
What's happening here?
the author was very nice and responded to me and said, no, you still scrape the fleshy bit off with your teeth. Still seems weird to me, but we're gonna give it a try.
Definitely a whole new experience. I am so glad that I found these for you today. It's going to be something very fun to try. I really don't know what to expect.
I know. I feel like listeners who are familiar are like, oh my, what rock do you people live under that you eat an artichoke?
Here's my defense of our ignorance. Our geographic region doesn't support the growing of them. And if you have to cook them right after harvesting them, they're not something that we've had around or available very much. So I think it's fair for us to be bumpkins about this.
Well, whatever the reason, we are what we are. And now we're changing it because we're going to try them.
This is going to be great.
And the season is short, folks. So if you're wanting to try, maybe as soon as you finish listening to this episode, run out to the store because I think it's through May is kind of the season. Well, maybe depending where you live, but because the ones that we get, I think probably mostly from California, that's the season. So, all
Cool.
right. Let's give artichokes a try. Listener, if you're into all the fresh spring veggies, go back to this time last year, season 3, episode 39, where we tried cooking fiddleheads. Those are those little curly fronds from the fern plant. They're so delicious, and you can eat them in a salad or you can bake them into a tart, as we did. Erin even put them in quiche. Those recipes are on the website. And of course, you can listen to the episode on your favorite podcast player or www.threekitchenspodcast.com. Okay, let's get back to the artichoke.
Does the word artichoke trigger you now, Heather?
Artichoke. Let's talk about artichokes, shall we? So, as we had said before, you and I never eaten a fresh artichoke, and we'd never cooked a fresh artichoke. So here we go down this path of trying this out. I followed instructions for prepping the artichoke, cut off kind of like the very top bit. At the bottom, you can cut off the stem or not. I did because I was following a set of instructions and it said to cut off the stem, so I just did. Then you kind of break off the few smallest leaves at the very bottom where the stem is. And then with all the other leaves, you can feel there's like a little thorn on the top of them. They're very prickly, so you snip with scissors, kitchen scissors. Just go around and snip all the leaves so they're flat across and that you've snipped off the sharp point. Okay, then they can brown quite easily. So take a half a lemon, rub it all around on all those cut edges and the top to try to keep it from browning while you do the rest. So depending how many you've got, you might need some time. Simple enough. Then for the recipe that I was looking at to roast them, you're going to cut them in half lengthwise, open them up. Now, there is a fibrous looking bit. You can see it. It's what would, if you left it on the plant, it would become the flower. It is like a hairy little thing. That's the choke. And you use a paring knife and you get in, you dig it out, take that bit out. And then I get some conflicting sort of information. It's like, take out the first few leaves that are kind of like in the middle and attached to the choke part. So you end up with sort of like a little cavity inside the half, right?
Yeah, you've scooped out that little bit.
I didn't know how far to go with taking out those few leaves, so I just kind of used my judgment.
Why are you recommended to take those leaves out?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
They do seem that there's nothing to them. Like they're just thin, like there didn't appear to be anything
There's nothing meaty or.
meaty or edible on
Okay.
them. So maybe that's why, because they surround the choke part, and maybe that they're just not so edible. I don't know.
Sure.
So I did that and then placed them in a baking dish, cut sides up. I had put a clove of garlic and a piece of lemon in the middle of each one, drizzle with olive oil, put a little splash of white wine. I had cooking sherry, so I put that in the bottom of my dish.
Okay.
Salt and pepper over everything. Close it, cover the whole dish with foil. I did parchment and then wrapped it in foil and put it in the oven, say 350, and you're gonna roast them.
Okay.
Then they're supposed to be tender, like fork tender, when they're done.
Which part is supposed to be fork
Yeah, Aaron,
tender?
which part? I don't know because
Okay.
there's nothing really to it. Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's like
Okay.
which leaf is fork tender? I'm like,
Which
well,
one am I testing here?
again, use your best judgment. I got to the point where I think they were in about 30 to 40 minutes, and I was like, well, they must be done. So I take them out, and the leaves should also just pull away really easily now. You don't have to pull on them, which they did. They came off super, they were soft at the base and super easy. Dip them either in some melted butter or, a little more olive oil with lemon juice or whatever you like.
Smash up that garlic, put that
Yeah,
lemon juice with it.
that's kind of what I did. I just did a little extra olive oil, put one of those cloves of garlic into the dish and mashed it up, and a little splash of lemon juice. I did exactly that. Dip it, scrape it, your teeth over it,
At the bottom of the leaf, yeah.
at the bottom of the leaf to get the, what I'm putting in my finger quotations, meat. I must have tried every leaf of those two halves of artichokes. I don't think I found more than a little speck of what I might call meat.
Yeah.
How about you?
It seemed like something was missing,
The
and
meat.
that would be the part we were expecting to eat.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think it's because of lack of skill or effort on your part. I'm gonna say that this is maybe the result of getting something shipped here that isn't the most shelf stable food to begin with, and maybe they've bred it now so that these last longer, or maybe they harvest them earlier, or there's something in the process of getting them from point A to point B that maybe this part of the plant that we're expecting to eat hasn't really even developed yet. I don't know. It seemed more like the only part that was edible was sort of the base, right where the stem connected,
Which should be the heart.
which should be the heart, but it was more just like a layer
Yeah. I know.
of
What was so funny was you texted
meat.
me, because I don't remember the exact text exchange, but we had some words, and then where I was like, I don't understand what I'm eating because I'm not eating anything. This was basically what I was saying. And you're like, where's the heart? Question mark, exclamation mark. And I was like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna put a hefty bet that we're not getting great artichokes here in Alberta, Canada. Otherwise, the small, should we say, tidbits of meat, again with the air quotes,
Yeah.
that did come off. I loved the lemon and the pepper and the garlic with those little bits, and all of those flavors went together really good. And it tasted like an artichoke. Like one that you would eat. Like as soon as I dug into it and I smelt it, I was like, ah, yes, this is an artichoke flavor slash taste. It's not very strong, it's very mild.
Yeah, green vegetable flip, like.
Like it tastes like it would lend itself well to being pickled. It's
Yes.
not crunchy. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing much going on.
Yeah. The other thing I will say about this, having now attempted to eat a fresh artichoke, which I'd never done. That feeling of sliding a leaf between my teeth, just the thought of it. Oh my God. It's all wrong. It's all wrong. Like, that should not be a thing that you do.
And so, you know what's
It
really
felt
funny?
awful. I can't even, I would never attempt it again, even with a good artichoke. I just, that
You
feeling
didn't
of
like that,
that
hey?
leaf passing between my teeth. Oh, I just can't.
It's
Yuck.
not a great, and it definitely there wasn't like any payoff or reward for us in
No,
doing it, so it
exactly.
felt very like, this is just uncomfortable and slightly unenjoyable.
My husband came and was like, "Well, what are you trying to do here? Like, why aren't you eating it?" And I'm like, "So I was trying to explain like what you're supposed to do." And he said, "I just that is no. Why? I don't even understand why you would do that." I said, "Do you want to try it?" And he's like, "No, I don't." And he just left. He was not even gonna attend. He was like,
Disappointed.
"Why? Why this whole I it's so funny because I would never have said I have like sensory issues, but every so often we come across something where I'm like, oh, I can't.
Nope. Nope.
That was so funny. So anyway, then I attempted a second thing just so that we could have something with artichokes to recommend. I still don't know if it's like high on the recommendation list, but this is with canned artichoke hearts. Let's say you've only ever put them on a salad. That was me. You want to try something different with them. This is putting those canned artichoke hearts in a dish. I used a pie plate. Gonna bake it in the oven. So you can put on top a breadcrumb mixture with some Parmesan cheese and some fresh parsley, some kind of melty cheese on top. I got an idea and like then I just sort of made up my own. And I put roasted lentils with my breadcrumb, melted butter, fresh parsley, garlic mixture. Put that on top, and then I did a bit of, I think it was Havarti cheese that I happened to have, and I put that on top and kind of melted the whole thing in the oven. And I wouldn't say it's like anything amazing, but if you want that artichoke flavor, you get it from the canned hearts. I took those out of the can. And I looked at them in a new light because I was like, how did they get this?
Where did this come from?
Yes, exactly.
I really have this strong feeling that it's either underdeveloped or overdeveloped by the time it gets to us at the store because there was just,
Nothing to it, even though it was like softball size, like it was fairly
Yeah, it was fairly
big.
empty on the inside, though, and the leaves were mostly just leaf. There was no flesh to the leaf. It was very flat and uninspiring.
Yeah, by the time you dig that choke part out, there's nothing left to it, really.
Did you take a picture of the choke? I was kind of hoping that you would
I have
send a
video
choke with
of.
me because I wanted to
Oh.
see this little fur ball in the inside for some reason.
Oh, well, once you dig it out, it's all just kind of. And when I talk about hairy, it reminds me of the sort of texture of on corn, the silky stuff.
Oh, okay,
It's
yeah.
kind of like that, except that it's compact and you
Okay.
kind of dig it out, and then it's these short hairs. But it's kind of like that. It's like this
It's not
pokey
pokey.
hair. No.
Oh, okay. I really enjoyed it. I loved the little lentils on there. I think I'm gonna make my salad tonight with roasted lentils on it, so.
They're just a nice crunch,
They
a
are
little
really
bit.
super flavorful too.
Yeah, and a little bit more than like a, I kind of mixed it with breadcrumbs, which gave it a different texture.
No, I thought all the flavors in there were very good.
And these were not, they were not brined. I did look at the can. They're
Oh
just
yeah.
in water.
Oh, okay.
So that is the flavor.
That is what an artichoke tastes like.
If somebody else is gonna cook it and knows what they're doing and knows it's a good product, I'm not gonna pull it off with my teeth. I'm not doing
No,
that,
I'm sure you could
but
just
there's
use a
another way.
spoon to just
Scrape it.
take that meat off.
Yeah. It's such a strange, when you really think about that and how they're eaten, it is a really strange vegetable.
Well, as I was eating the lack of artichoke, I thought to myself, there was no starving farmer eating this. It had to be much better than this for someone to be like, yes, we should continue eating and growing these giant thistles for food.
kind of like it fools you. What's that? It's like a trick. The trickster
Yeah.
makes you think you're gonna get something. There's nothing in it. Like, oh, I went to all that effort and I'm still hungry.
Better luck next time.
I'll try to get a more a winning recipe for my next episode.
You know what? It's always a good learning experience, whether it's a good thing that you write home about or what the hell is this? Thanks for trying. A for effort.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll take that A.
And now for the fine print. Links to recipes and other things we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes or on our website, www.threekitchenspodcast.com. Come say hello on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, YouTube, and TikTok. We'd love to connect. And if you enjoy the show, pass it on. Word of mouth is the number one way people learn about new podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.
I was just really disappointed.
Yeah, it's too bad.